Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Luther says in the Small Call Articles that sin is such a horrible condition that it has to be believed, it cannot be comprehended. Since it's anniversary of the Nicene Creed this year, I thought I would remind you of a little bit of the Nicene history, a piece from the middle of it. Julian the Apostate was Holy Roman Emperor around 360, reigned for 3 years is all, but he famously apostatized from the faith much earlier. Nephew of the great Constantine. He had been trained to be a Christian, but fell ignominiously and terribly. He wrote to the Alexandrians in 362 and told them, turn away from the Galileans and the Galilean. It's impious. It rejects, the Christians reject the gods of the ancient world. You can, after all, see Helios, the sun god, but you've never, any of you, have ever seen Jesus. Come to your senses. He ridiculed Athanasius and said, stay away from this impious man's teachings, which all lead to naught. He had become enamored with a thaumaturge, the teachings of a thaumaturge. That means thou, a Greek word for miraculous, and turge, ergon, from a worker of miraculous wonders. And this guy, Maximus of Ephesus, was said to have gone into a temple, and in these ancient Greek temples, I don't know if you've ever visited the Mediterranean, but in these ancient temples, always in the middle or toward the back, the god who was worshipped at that temple had the statue. But this thaumaturge was reported, and this is what really convinced Julian the Apostate. He was able, through his incantations, to get the god dancing and smiling. And it sounds silly to us. Indeed, but this was profound and occultic activity. This particular thaumaturge was connected with Pergamon, the city that St. John in the Revelation warns against as the seat of Satan. I used to think, well, I've always had challenges with the fall into sin and the story of the snake speaking. I believe it because it's in the scriptures. Jesus believed it. But it's become a little easier for me to believe lately. I used to think that maybe this was, I couldn't think of it as anything more than maybe a page out of a children's Bible storybook. So much like a fairy tale. But I've seen a lot of evil in the world. I've heard stories of evil from our missionaries, inexplicable and demonic activities. This was a demonic possession of the natural world by the devil. And suddenly it becomes all the more believable. The devil possesses things, even people. Therefore, one trespass led to the condemnation of all men. Sin led to the condemnation of all men. But the original text doesn't quite say it this way. It doesn't say led to. Led to doesn't occur in the original. It says, therefore, as through one trespass, all men for condemnation. The trespass of Adam, according to the Bible, is imputed to everybody. At the moment of that trespass, it wasn't just that we should all be inheritors of sin through original sin. That which is born of flesh is flesh. We are all by nature children of wrath, says St. Paul. It's not that we simply inherit sin and then do sin. No one is righteous, not even one. He who breaks the law in one part is guilty of it all. It's not only that we inherit sin and therefore do sin. According to St. Paul, the credit for sin from Adam is imputed to all of us. It's worse than you could possibly imagine. Sin is horrible. But the text continues. Therefore, as one trespass, condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification for all men. Again, the word leads to is not in the original. One act of righteousness, the justification for all men. There is, we call it an objective righteousness, an objective justification of the human race. This is so wonderful. It's depicted magnificently in 1 Timothy. The confession of godliness is, the mystery of the confession of godliness is great. He appeared in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. Now, the translation of this is always, he was vindicated in the spirit. But the word is dikaiosyne. It's the same word for justify, declare righteous, impute the righteousness of Christ to somebody. He is justified. Christ is justified in his resurrection. He's put to death for our transgressions and raised for our justification, Romans 4:25. It's an objective reality. It's far outside of us. It's far before us. And it's the main thing in Christianity. Jesus was imputed your sins. They were legally bound to him, put upon him, and he died them to death on a cross. And when Jesus rose again, he was justified in the Spirit. He was declared not guilty, and therefore your sins were declared not guilty, gone, you're free. And this really changes how you look at Christianity. Christianity is not about what you're doing. It's not about you, it's not about your story, it's not about, and all those things are important, to be sure. It's not about your giving, it's not about your fantastic talents. It's not about you finding Jesus. It's not about you making the right choice. It's not about you being the great disciple creator. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus for sinners. All of us in the same boat. Every one of us, here and everywhere. All condemned under the law. All justified. So, Christianity isn't about the law. You should, you could have, if only you would have, you have to, you must, you need to. That's always true because we always fall short. We never follow the law like we should, because we struggle with this sinful flesh our entire lives. Christianity is about Jesus. There's one word it says to you. It says done. It's done. It's all done. Case closed. It's done. And it's yours. Believe it. It's all yours. Believe it. Baptism for the forgiveness of sins is yours. Believe it. His doing. Arise and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. It's passive. Believe it. It's yours. I tell you, your sins are forgiven. Do you believe it? That very message creates faith, and you say, yes, I do. I believe it. Your righteousness is the righteousness of Christ, once for all. Done, accomplished. I tell you, this world has come to you that you may this word has come to you that you may believe, and that by believing you may have eternal life. I tell you, Christ packs all of this gospel into bread and wine, come body and blood. Take and eat for the forgiveness of sins. Do you believe it? It's yours. Done deal. Justified. And don't be fooled by wriggling and shaking demons. They're still wriggling and shaking everywhere. Don't be fooled. But don't be afraid of your sins. The law shows us we're sinners. But grace has the last word. Grace has the last word. Grace has the last word. Always, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.